Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host of Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. I am here today to introduce Joanna Flava, also known as the Angry Activist, who will be hosting today's show to discuss her goals for changes through taxpayers, political, and legislative reform. Joanna is founder of Jobs for Felons, and their model is Time Served Automatic Rights. Joanna is a strong advocate for all taxpayers and felons. So we are going to introduce your host. The host is for Angry Activist, Joanna Flava. Joanna, are you ready?
How you doing, folks? America KKK, it's time to get lives lifted and empowered. Thank you very much to our gracious host for having me and the co-host this segment. And it is Politics, Solutions, Not Opinions, where you're the host and where the hill meets the hood. Lunch never tasted so good. I'm Petey Greens on steroids. I'm your host, the Angry Activist, better known as the Harriet Tubman of Felons and Taxpayers. And today is a beautiful day that the Lord has blessed because the God be the glory. Because guess what, Americans, taxpayers, citizens, we are free. Did you know that? We are free. And let me explain just how free we are. Today, 2021, is June, and we are sitting up here still begging our political employees for reparations, compensation, jobs, housing, votes, rights. Today, you're going to get empowered and lifted to understand. And welcome to the audience out there, to the taxpayers. Today, you're going to get empowered and lifted like you've never been before. Today, a lot of your questions, problems, conundrums, issues are going to be addressed, and you're going to get the key to success. You're going to get a copy to the key of success on how to help change and reform our society currently. I don't know if we have the ability to take any questions or anything like that, but if at all possible, we will answer questions. But for now, stay tuned for your masterclass on politics, solutions, not opinions. One, to help you identify, why would we allow political parties? Why would we allow political insider training? Why are we allowing political and police discrimination to exist? Because taxpayers have not identified, voters have not identified these things. That's why we're out here marching. We're organized chaos. We're marching off cliffs. Everyone has a complaint, but no one has a solution. Well, there are solutions, but your solutions are being ignored or denied. So welcome to the 21st century civil rights movement, the end of no. When politicians, political employees say no, they got to go. Let's go down the Black Lives Matter checklist. What are people wanting? Let's go down the White Lives Matter checklist. What are taxpayers wanting? Well, now we got the Asian Lives Matter checklist and the Hispanic. You know what? All of us are taxpayers. We don't have to sit by and allow this insanity to continue in any form or fashion. We are segregating ourselves when the bottom line is the dollar sign. Money. Taxpayer dollars. That's it. That's all. I hear something in the background. Is there someone waiting on the line? Okay, there might be a technical difficulty.
No, I'm sorry. That is you, Joanna. That's the playback from you. I do want to let everyone know, anyone that wants to call in to ask questions, to give feedback, to call in 657-383-1630. We got an angry activist here, and she's waiting for questions. Again, Joanna Flava. Joanna, go for it.
Yes, and I'm just Flava. That's me. Joanna is my government, but Flava is my official what you say, professional name. But regardless of whatever you want to call me, I'm just calling on all taxpayers to stand up. We are launching a millions felon march, taxpayer march for freedom, rights, and justice. Not to march, to get registered, and participation. We're going to go through a few things on this checklist. Dealing with, we're going to be jumping around here because all of this is one tree trunk with many branches of injustice, and we're going to be addressing a few. My job is not to change the world. That's your job, taxpayers. You've already been trying, but the reason why we're failing and not succeeding is because you don't realize who is the boss. I'm going to keep saying that. Now, unfortunately, we have pulpit pimps, community con artists, and career confederates, which are political Ponzi scammers, who have systematically designed injustice or suffocation laws. Laws such as no jaywalking, which gives a law enforcement peace officer the right to detain you. I recently have had a couple of incidents with police. So I'm not speaking from a perspective of what I'm observing. I'm speaking from knowledge of what I have experienced. Bad cops are making bad cops or good cops look bad. All police and law enforcement aren't bad. All judges aren't bad. All prosecutors aren't bad. But one thing they all have that's a common denominator is that they're all employees. Recently, I've had an incident where the police, they made the situation worse, and that's what's happening. So we, the employer, are now encountering police or law enforcement that not only misusing their badge and their authority, but that are outright proving that they are not worthy to have that badge or to have the title, the coveted title of a law enforcement officer. So we have to develop oversight committees, and not independent, within our own system. We need databases that when an officer is reported, it immediately goes on file. You will never hear a political Ponzi scammer say this, because their job is to protect and serve us, but what they're doing is protecting and serving themselves. They have systematically structured us out, us not benefiting, them benefiting. They are receiving $15 an hour or more pay. Why? While the country is fighting for a 15-hour minimum wage. We're going to get on top of the why, the who, the what, and what the F-U-C, you know what. What the WTF, that's the safe word to say. What the you know what. Insanity. Taxpayers, why are you complaining? Why are you trying hard? Black people, who are you begging for reparations? Who's denying you reparations? Who gave Indians land and casinos? Who authorized that? Well, once we're finished with this, it's going to be a brand new day. And I know that in the name of the Lord, that we're going to have truth, justice, and how can we be one nation under God, claiming God, and keep acting like the devil? You see, that doesn't go. We're blessed, but we've made a mess out of this bless. Steady begging God for more. Oh, God, I need to pay my bills. Oh, God, I need a job. Oh, God, I need my freedom, my rights. He's already blessed us. We have been free for a long time. We have just imprisoned our own minds. We have not realized who the dog is and who the master is. There is no such thing as a politician or red or blue or Democrat or Republican. It's only green, taxpayer dollars. They're an employee. How they getting a paycheck and you talking about they the boss? The boss of what? They don't run nothing but their mouth, but they have bamboozled, hoodwinked, No, we've done that to ourselves, taxpayer. Accountability. Wake up. If it's the truth, then why are we making it a lie? How can we move forward and be productive if we keep doing the same ridiculous things expecting better results? This Black Lives Matter that just happened, that's just a way for black folks to get out and vent. Well, it's time to deal with these issues and to resolve these issues. It's time to get compensation. Reparations is something you beg for. Compensation is something you get. It's time for class action lawsuits for wrongful termination. We've allowed political employees to disseminate and discriminate against us, the employer. Take away our rights, our housing, our jobs, our votes. And we're just standing by, still petitioning and begging and wanting and fighting for what we already own. This is nothing but a political Wizard of Oz. Just like in the movie, the lion, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, Dorothy, they're all looking for something they already had. And the wizard was nothing but a fraud and a fake, and that's what this political structure of government is, a fraud and a fake. We're the government. George Washington is no longer in charge. Donald Trump was a blessing, believe it or not, because he smoked out these fools. He helped them to take off their masks and reveal the career Confederates. They lost the war, and they've taken over the White House because we've allowed them to. Not one statue stands of Hitler in Europe. They do not fly the swastika. So why the hell are we flying the swastika over here and allowing Confederate statues to be discussed or having issues regarding removing them? Because y'all aren't smart enough. You fighting for something that we already have the right and the rule over. If we're smart enough to know better, we'll be smart enough to do better. Who authorized land to Indians and casinos? For what? They're not special. This wasn't their land. All land in the world is conquered by man, and nobody is giving back land. And definitely not giving no damn casino. We sitting up here hoodwinked and bamboozling ourselves and going along with this political Ponzi scam, allowing political insider trading, allowing these fools to commit crimes, these employees, political employees, to commit crimes of the century. And while your loved one is languishing in prison, rotting away, doing day for day, because it's justice, right, for all. So we're launching a Pardon Me Too campaign. Pardon Me Too. Why would we allow political employees to exonerate and pardon themselves? Who authorized that? Not me. Did you? Anybody out there got any comments? You got any solutions? You got any questions? Speak up. This is for all of us to come up. We're going to take a pause for the cause and just think for 1 second, 2 seconds, a minute. The last time you had a victorious moment that you actually had something happen that was positive, productive, that you saw on the news, something victorious. Well, let me tell you this. A day without pay ain't S-H-I, sugar, honey, iced tea. What is this Juneteenth crap about? We need automatic rights. We need to win the war on poverty and achieve the dream. Juneteenth, that don't mean nothing. That's acknowledging something. That's good that they fought for it. So that proves that black history or reparations must be right around the corner. That's the next logical step. But the better thing to know is that we're not going to be fighting and sitting here and trying for years to accomplish something, because now you're going to know better to do better. That's the best part about this, taxpayers. You're going to do better because you know better. You didn't know before the beginning of this show who the boss was. So if you know that you can obtain what it is that you want, who's denying Black history? The school board members? The employee, or the superintendent employee, or the EDU, Department of Education, or in your capitals, whoever, that all bounces back to the word employee. So I understand you're not used to being an employer. That's one of the main things. People say that word, I'm your boss, but you don't really know what it is to be a boss. You're not used to being a boss. That's why you're allowing the dog to be the master. We do that in this society. We allow the child to talk back to the parent, and then when people see it, they say, well, what's wrong with you? Don't you know that that's the child? Well, that's what we've allowed the politician to do. They're the child, and we've allowed them to take over us. But that's because we're used to it in a country of discrimination. By the way, political employees were hired and elected to eliminate discrimination, but what we've allowed them to do is create it. No rights, no housing, no jobs, no vote. So this is the end of no, zero tolerance. When they say no, when political Ponzi scammers say no, they got to go. Out with that no justice, no peace. That's 20th century civil rights. This is the 21st century civil rights movement. So we changing the narrative and the culture. Now you're going to know better. It's no equals no election, no re-election. Get it out there, text it. Send it to your buddy on Facebook and stop liking stuff and start motivate yourself to actually move the mission. Those thumbs up, stick it up your butt. If it's not helping to change anything, remember, this is your future, taxpayers. This is not for you. This is not for the angry activists. This is for you, your future generations to come, because you're being victimized out there as well as I am. So don't get it twisted. I'm not advocating for me. This is totally 1,000,000,000% for you. I've never complained about reparations, but the millions of you who have, guess what? What are you waiting on? And it's your tax dollars. We just had this stimulus check. Well, that's our tax dollars. That wasn't nothing that was being given to us that didn't already belong to us. But for some odd reason, people thought it was like winning the lotto or something. That means you're uninformed, uneducated, and therefore falling victim to your own political Ponzi scammers. They are discriminating. They have turned this country upside down, right up under our noses. And when we discover something or a law that is non-beneficial to us, we must get that law repealed immediately. Not to go into a mode of trying to get 1,000,000 petitions signed. That is bull. That is bouffalé. When they are on the Hill and hired and elected, they are elected and hired to do the best job for the people, but that's not what they've done, if you listen to them. Now, some taxpayers have been arrested in this country. Some have felony convictions. Well, you're not a felon. You are adjudicated with a felony crime, but there is no such thing as a felon. That's like being a pedophile. You're nothing but a taxpayer. Why would you be paying for a system or into a system that you cannot benefit from? Hello, wake up, do better, know better. Everything that I'm telling you, yes, ma'am.
I have a question. You're really unique to the show, and I appreciate what you're saying, because there is a lot to what you're saying. Now, I'd like to ask you how, or if you can let the audience know what or how they can, what they can do to make the changes that you're speaking of. But I wanted to ask, before going into that, your thoughts on the rights of not only prisoners, being taken away when they get incarcerated, but also the rights of people in the United States that they're trying to take their rights away to vote. What are your thoughts on the voting in the United States for U.S. citizens in and out of the prison? And then please let the audience know what, you know, if you can give them feedback as to how they can go about making these changes that you're speaking of. If you can answer those questions, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Okay, yes, I'm going on a tangent, but it's all connected as far as voting rights. That's the point of being, we're the boss. We as taxpayers are never supposed to have our vote taken away or our right to vote. That's number one. All the advocacy that is being done in this country, the reason why it's not getting change or reform is because it keeps going back to us asking and begging the political employee who has the nerve to say no to what we saying yes to. So the process is getting registered and eliminating them. And I'll tell you who figured this is not the best kept secret. It's just not the best method that is being practiced. Who recently practiced it and got all of what they're wanting and more are homosexuals in this country, because they begged and pleaded and marched for decades, begging and pleading and petitioning political employees until they finally woke up and realized, what are we doing? WTF, why are we begging and pleading and petitioning our political employees? And they gave them the ultimatum and said, either you pass these same-sex laws or we will systematically vote you out, fire you nationwide. That was the ultimatum and promise. That's why I'm saying we must and can do the same thing for any organization, whether it's bees, trees, or manatees. Regarding inmates, incarceration, we are a country that hates felons and inmates by nature. We and that's just from past times. You're a crook, you're a criminal, but now we're not just a country of, you know, murderers, rapists, and you know, the lowest life of dredges. You're in prison for from A to Z, from driving with license suspended to writing bad checks. You can get locked up and go be in prison for a numerous amount of offenses that have nothing to do with violence, drugs, child abuse, rapists. But that's what America's mind typically thinks. When they think prison, they don't think, you know, posies and pansies. So we have to use Martha Stewart as a guiding stick or a measuring stick to say, hey, this is the modern day prisoners. Martha Stewart, sweet Martha Stewart. But everyone, they try to take up for her and say, oh, Martha didn't really do anything. So our taxpayer family members, friends, loved ones, they're the best hope for inmates. Why? Because as the taxpayer boss, but the reason why we have no reform or change is because, once again, we're allowing the prison secretary employee or the few people that are, just a few, a handful of them, one governor, one. It's millions of us out here. So how do we let one voice trump and speak for the millions, or to speak over us and not do what we want? That's insanity, and that's where we must stop, and we can stop that.
Thank you.
Thank you. That kind of answered the question as best I could.
Yes, that was very good. And I encourage callers, people to call in and ask questions, give feedback or whatever, because some of these things that you're speaking about should be addressed. It's something that gets ignored all too often. And people need to call in, and whether they call in a controversial way or whatever, that's the problem with people in the United States. They don't say anything until after the fact. And then there's so much anger, or there's so many things they want to say, which they have the opportunity to speak out. And There's very few like yourself, Joanna, Flava. There's very few like yourself that put it out there, you know, facts facts.
I appreciate
We have a lot of people in this country that will agree, that will put out their like, but they don't speak up. They don't speak out. And that's the sad thing, because this is why changes could be a lot faster if people gave their opinions, gave their discouragement, their disappointments, their anger, their frustrations. Too many people hold these things in, or they talk to the wrong people. They talk to their peers who might end up being talking them into disagreeing or talking them into going a different direction. People in this country need to speak out, because this country is, compared to other countries, this country is it's falling. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We don't see improvements in this country, but we see a lot of improvements, a lot of successes in other countries.
Thank you. And we do speak out. It's about acting out and knowing what to do. For instance, that's the point of this. It's a wake-up call. The mission, I thank you for the first half. Now, the second half, I want to talk about the solutions and reform. I've spoken about the problems. Well, we can discuss that as many stars are in the universe. Problems. What are the solutions? What is the key to this reform? One, we're already organized, but we're organized chaos. We're already marching, but we're marching off the cliffs. We have no change in reform because people don't know what to ask for or what to demand, whom to demand it of, and what is the consequence behind inaction. That's what we're receiving. They are not doing anything, changing or reforming anything, because we have not demanded or given them the ultimatum. They are committing political suicide, plain and simple. I'm asking, I'm linking up with, I'm trying the best that I can, but I'm trying to get to these big old folks that got the bag, that got the mic, the Michelle Alexanders, the Al Sharptons of the world. What are they talking about? They're writing books. They're profiting off of misery, but nothing is changing. They've had their moment, but it's not helping to reading a book about something that no one is informing you about correctly is worthless. Getting a degree. They've got the audacity to have reformative justice degrees these days. What is that but a bunch of bouffalé? Because not one of the courses teaches how you're the boss and how to stop the insanity and get the results. So that's what this is about, to enable the taxpayers to wake up to say, one, livable wage adjustments. Politician, political employees are hired to benefit us, not to take away and reduce and eliminate our benefits. We have no livable, if you're on disability, you have no livable wage. That is their job. But if we discover, the boss discovers something is wrong or inaccurate, it is their job, the political employee, to do our will and implement it, not sit there and debate, contemplate, and then reject and make it worse. That's what we've been experiencing. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. Very interesting.
So therefore, if we identify something that is wrong, it is to be made right. It's like when you go to the doctor. They identify and tell you what your problem is. You don't keep coming back saying, what's my problem? They told you. You got to get that tooth out. You've got to get your heart valve replaced. You need a kidney transplant. It doesn't matter what you hope and wish and pray for. If that is the fact, that's the reality. So why are we being, we're disillusioned ourselves. I'm not mad at the public, the general public at large. I appreciate this opportunity because people just don't know. And the few that do know, they need to spread the word. But unfortunately, my job is, as I'm not just a political commentator, I'm a political investigative reporter, and I'm out here putting out all the goods that I can on any organization that is talking about it but not being about it. The talk game is not a walk game. And if you already involved with activism, this is the next logical step, achieving the dream, getting those reparations instead of keeping coming to the table complaining about them. We're already organized. People, the organizers, must get the message out to the people. Your automatic livable wage adjustment, $15 now, eliminating the political pardon, oversight on police, databases nationwide. That way, These police cannot move from town to town, township to township. We don't need you. We don't want you. We are the boss, like the Constitution says. We the people. So people are disconnected from the truth and the reality because they have been misinformed, hoodwinked, and bamboozled, not just from the political Ponzi scammers, but from the pulpit pips and the community con artists, because they are profiting off your misery.
You know, what I find really interesting in with a lot of people, and I want to say you and I have had our differences. We've gone back and forth. We've argued. We've hung up on one. There's so many things we did, but we got our points across, and we connected, and that frustration or anger or whatever disappears. People in this country, they would rather get upset hearing people from all points of view. I mean, we all come from different environments. We come with different attitudes. We come with different approvals. There's certain things that some of us are advocates in one way and others are advocates in other ways. But people don't like to be put down. They don't like to be told what to do. They don't like to be told, you know, what's wrong or what's right. Myself, I've lived throughout my life. I've been criticized by people I've worked for. I've been taught by people I've worked for. I've been criticized by my own volunteers, people in the community. But you know what? I learned throughout the years, not only criticized, but also taught. Because my employers are the ones that gave me my education, my real education. They taught me how to deal with a lot of things. People in society today, if you try to tell them something, they feel you're criticizing them. They get upset. For what? Why do people get upset when you're giving information that they can either accept or they can reject? And if that information is worth checking into or worth trying, I used to tell people all the time, reach for the sky, reach for the heavens. You may not get there. You may get halfway there, but the higher you reach for, the higher you're going to get. And if you get halfway there, that's success. Don't be feeling as though people are criticizing you when they bring out these facts that that Flavor is bringing out, because this is realistic. This is reality. We're not living in a fantasy world. And when we watch the news, we listen to a lot of garbage. We listen to news about celebrities. We listen to news about fishes. We listen to news about all kinds of stupid things, hairstyles, you know, people that do so many stupid things, when, in fact, there's so much news to report. And what you're talking about right now, Flavor, is news, because a lot of people are uneducated or unaware of a lot of the things that you're talking about right now. And the thing about it is you're not talking about races. You're talking to the public. You're talking to everybody about the issues. And this is something I appreciate, too, because everybody is going through the same thing. And a lot of people may say, oh, I'm tired of Black Lives Matter. I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. It's not about color. What Flavor is talking about right now is very interesting. It's very realistic. It's something that needs to be addressed. And it's not about color. It goes out to every citizen of this country that's willing to listen. That's what I find interesting in what you're talking about, Joanna. Flavor.
And I thank you, and I appreciate that. It's okay. You can call me either one. I answer to all. You know, it's not a hype in there. I am appreciative, not because I think you're a fan or anything, but because you as an individual with a mind understand this is for your benefit as well as everyone. This is not something that is specific. This is broad across the board. Thank God. God gave me this. To God be the glory. To Allah be the glory. Because he's woken me up to give this to man, just like he gives all good blessings to give the man. He's the one that gave the man ability to make the pasteurization and to make the polio vaccination. You see, one man, not out of millions of individuals in the world, one man or two men, that is unique. So I know that God has given me this because, like in the days of Moses, the Israelites, they couldn't just leave. They couldn't just walk away. They needed someone to lead them, one man to lead them. And then when he did, they complained. So I'm not mad at man because God already told us, don't put no trust in man. And that's what we've done. We are participating in our own self-destruction, yet we continue to cry out to God for solutions, reform. Oh, God, make a change. Oh, Lord, oh, my prayers. We already got the prayers answered. If you believe in God, then why won't you believe that he sent the key to? I'm not saying believe in me. I'm not saying follow me. I'm saying God gave me the key, and I'm giving away copies for free for what you need, what you want. China man, black man, white man, it don't matter. The rainbow, it's across the board. And that's the beautiful thing about this. That's why I know it's going to be successful. But advocates need to stop advocating and start achieving. That's a key, crucial thing. Your ass is advocating too much. You ain't get your action is not meeting your talk game. See, my action meets my talk game. I'm right in people's face. I take advantage of places and spaces like this right now because any opportunity to get the message out, that's my job. My job is not to convince anyone. My job is to empower and inform everyone until the day I die. Because as last time I checked, people still talking about Martin and Rosa them. Well, damn it, here go me. I am Martin. I am Rosa. And why would people reject what is true and real? That's the devil, and people got to learn to recognize it. See, we say these words, we speak of these things, but we acknowledge them not. Because it's easy to say things. Words are easy to say out your mouth. And those who keep coming for me, what you're doing is revealing yourself, your worth. I just text this so-called. I don't care what noun, pronoun, verb, adjective, adverb, whatever you stick in front of your name. Pastor, reverend, bishop, first man, lady, it don't matter. Just like the politician. A title means nothing without the action and the work and the responsibility behind it. And I know this country is ready. If it took George Floyd to get you woke, so be it. Something, as we know, as intelligent people, we know this terminology and it applies. The straw that broke the camel back. So if George Floyd was the straw, so be it. If it took George the spark to get you even thinking that something is wrong and needs to be right, we just have to take that and make it a blessing. We are blessing blockers. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There are politicians in the country that are trying to make a difference, but then there are politicians that don't want to get involved in those decisions because it involves the less fortunate. You know, we have people in prisons that so many politicians, they're afraid to speak on their behalf. They're afraid to go visit them. They're afraid to work on abolishing certain things or reforming certain things because they're afraid of what their constituents are going to think. And you know the way I look at it?
No, you know why? Excuse me. Let me interject. They're afraid because they don't want to be known as the person who was not tough on crime, and someone who they let get out or was soft on was reoffended. That's what it is ultimately. See, regardless of what they want, it's what we want, and that's what this is about. We don't have to worry about what, but they're the few. That's like when you hire a manager at a business. When the upper management or corporate says something, it's not up to the manager or the supervisor to determine or to reject what has been passed down from up high. That's what this is about. We can debate and have feelings about this. I'm on facts. Feelings is what got people screwed up. See, if they get on the facts, they will get reform, results, change, and action. We don't have to beg for better medicine, food, or reform in our prisons. What we must do is ensure that those that we have hired, elected, that they do what we deem and determine necessary. That's it. That's all. See how that's so, that's cut and dry. That's it. It's not about what they determine. It's about what we have deemed and determined necessary. Their job is to do our will and what we feel will benefit us as a society as a whole. Not one prison secretary, supervisor. Their job is to do their job. And if we have given them more duties, responsibilities, or have not recognized what needs to be implemented, changed, or reformed, that's what we need to be doing here. And for them to understand when we bring them to the table, it's not for us to leave rejected or not getting what we want. That's what the end of no is about, zero tolerance.
I'd like to give credit, though, to those that deserve it, because there are, just like, I don't even get into the Democrats and Republicans, but there are politicians, just like there are people that are out in the community advocating, that are really sincere and trying to do the right thing, while there are others who worry more about their fame, their power, their monies, their friends, their, you know, all these things. And those politicians that are not doing anything because they want to do for the elite, they want
to
do for their peers.
They
want
to
do for, they've got to go. And this
they
is the sad
fired.
Thing about it. Because what happens in a case like that? Nothing. And just like with the what do they call the insurrection with the White House?
All of them should be charged with murder.
Well, somebody just got sentenced to 8 months, and I'm saying 8 months. And I'm saying, first of all, this is the United States of America, and people going against their own country, what do they call them? Traitors. Or whatever. Okay, so they should either
well,
be...
Well, that's because the employees are there. We're not. See, this is what we have to get up on. You've identified most necessary things.
And they should
see,
be deported to
the
home.
They're not going to do it. If it were you or I that committed a crime and that one of us made someone else get killed, we would both be charged with murder. All of those people are supposed to be being charged with the same thing. You see, we're letting ourselves be played with like puppets on a string when it comes to judicial justice.
I can't understand it. These people, not only did police officers get killed in that riot, but the White House was destroyed. And what's happening? People that are the political leaders that are so furious about it are doing absolutely nothing or very, very
little.
You
mean political employees, because we're allowing them to do nothing. Once again, we're allowing this to happen. There's no oversight. We're not demanding anything. Mitch McConnell is still running this country. They say good old boy Joe. It's career Confederate Mitch McConnell. And by the way, what is this Me Too crap? Why are politicians in fear? If there's no bullying, if they're supposed to be respected in the workplace, why are politicians afraid of Mitch McConnell? You see, I'm afraid of myself sometimes when God reveals these things to me. It feels so lonely. I feel like the only bright star in the galaxy. Like all stars are dark, and I'm the only bright one out there in the void. And I'm wondering why everyone else isn't shining and lighting up because they can. Are you kidding me? Remember, this Confederate thing, I can prove I've been sending out messages for years to people about eliminating, I call it a Taxpayer Citizen Protection Act. I included eliminating all those monuments, the Confederacy, things that people now are just jumping on. So, hey, sometimes you are ahead of your time. But I can't make people do what's necessary. That's why I'm telling folks about their money. I don't think people are going to turn away automatic livable wage adjustments. And any political employee that says no got to go. If we say we want reparations, who's saying no? If we say we want justice reform, such as over-sentencing divisions, wrongful conviction divisions, that's their job to come up with that. But then if they don't and we do, it's not their job to reject it. So it's a brand new day coming in the head. In the next 50, 100 years, it's going to be a brand new day. We won't be here in 100 years, but we'll know that we left a legacy of reform, change, and true justice, because now that people know better, they, oh, and one of the biggest, biggest con games, that credit con that's going on. I call it credit con because it's a big Ponzi scam. Who invented this credit? What department, what employee invented credit? And why would credit apply to people who are not trying to buy something? Credit is for a purpose. Credit is for a need. If you're someone's issuing you credit, it's for a purpose thereof, or if you need it. So if you have money, you typically don't need credit, but sometimes you do, depending on if it's dealing with business. But an ordinary transaction, like renting an apartment, who determined? And, oh, they're complaining out here, the taxpayers, about housing and discrimination. Who is HUD but our government, our employees? So why has no new public land been issued yet for affordable housing? And why do we have and allow all these restrictive laws on taxpayers? Remember, taxpayers, that's the point. We're supposed to get the benefit, not the bouffalé. We're not supposed to be on the short stick. We're not supposed to be feeling anger, depression, upset. If you are experiencing these emotions and feelings, then you have the wrong political Ponzi scammers in place. Get registered. You're already organized. Get registered, and put your demands on the table. As a taxpayer, all rights restored, all voting power. If any one of those political Ponzi scammers, Democrat or Republican, says no, they got to go. And I thank you for your time today. This has been an awesome opportunity to help explain and inspire and empower, because you guys are already doing the work out there. This is to help you to achieve and accomplish what you're being experiencing, rejection, reform. At the end of the day, I don't see any reports of victory. It's time to have victory marches. It's time to be free at last, because those who have fought for our liberties, we are not taking advantage. Do you think Martin Luther King wouldn't be taking advantage of this right now? Back in the day, that was the starting point to get to this point. Now that we're here, we're crapping on it and pissing on it and complaining more than ever. Politicians, police, this government, all employees, we are the government. The taxpayer is the boss, not the politician. They are the employee. Their job is to do what they are hired and elected to do, not get it. Oh, and for you guys out there who don't get this, we'd be better off. WEED, marijuana is our right. We don't have to wait for the political employee to determine whether or not we should be smoking, because the whole country is smoking. And by the way, if they were smoking, maybe they'd have better sense. But apparently somebody needs to be smoking and wake the hell up. Because why would you allow a political employee to date? You already went through it with prohibition. How dumb are you to go through it again? Because somebody said that drinking liquor is going to help. Not drinking is going to help. What it did was it caused more problem and harm than good. So once again, one person's wish, the temperance, the women, they want to get rid of liquor. So somebody thought it was a smart idea to pass that law. Who in the hell passed the law that said, nope, it was illegal to drink in this country? Well, that's what we already went through, and that's how dumb we are. Back once again to allowing things. People don't need a law to decide whether or not what they want to try or do. God does not have a zero tolerance policy, and I'm tired of seeing us try to implement one. Hypocrisy is why we're getting this. We are getting rejected our blessings because we are too stupid to thank God for them. So taxpayers, we've caused this, and now that we've recognized the wrong and what we've allowed, it's just simply time to wake up and eliminate political Ponzi scammers. Eliminate the political pardon. Those of you who want reform and change in prisons, stop asking and begging for it and achieve the dream. You want reparations, you want $15 minimum wage, automatic livable wage adjustments, anything we want across the board. They're hired to do a job. And if they don't, won't, then it's time to replace them and to have a prosperous, productive, positive life. And that's what I want to leave y'all with. 866-909-2929 if you got questions, comments, or if you're ready to really get this right. 866-909-2929. Taxpayers for Change. Remember, you're the boss and they're not. And the best thing is, it's truth and reality. So let's praise them, and I thank you.
Joanna, I'd like to ask, how long have you been an advocate now for this? I mean, you've been, I noticed you're into a lot of things with jobs for felons, and you do the reporting, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, since about 2005, I started off not really knowing I was advocating. You know, the problem was not being able to get past the job application. And, of course, how could I forget to mention we need to have these class action lawsuits launched and everyone get their compensation for being discriminated against from employment. Because all of these years, everyone has been paying taxes. So we've been paying into a system that we're not benefiting from, being excluded from housing and jobs. The city, state, county, federal government jobs belong to the people. So I started in the prisons. I'm a reentry employment specialist. I tell the inmates, when you get out, you're not going to be able to get past a job application. So that was God, I guess, getting me started on this road of redemption recovery for this country, because it's connected. I didn't realize that what I'm advocating for something that I should be demanding, because they're the boss. I mean, I'm sorry, we're the boss, but I thought they were the boss. You know, I'm meeting with the congressman, the senator, and they're sitting up there, you know, with these big titles, but that's only a title, like being a supervisor or a manager of a Walmart or a Popeyes. They're just an employee. And when people understand that, I was misinformed. I thought they were like big and powerful. No, it's just that you have a title, a powerful title, but it's still a job. And why would we allow them to raise millions of dollars? I'm calling for eliminating or capping off political fundraisers, because people out here suffering and starving, and they got the audacity to be wasting millions of dollars on commercials and ads for a job that doesn't pay $1 million. Not one of those political employees get paid $1 million. So why are we allowing them to raise millions of dollars for campaigns? Look at these con artists, Ponzi scams that we're putting up with. And we're allowing them to issue out contracts to their friends, families. Why are we allowing them to hook themselves up? We need an audit. We need the RICO Act, all of them. It's not a lot of them. And when the people get a hold and really understand that this is about our money and them keeping us from our money, they're going to demand not just reform and justice. They're going to step up. What do you think?
I agree. You know, one of the things I find interesting is that, first of all, people who have been there, done it, and achieved, overcame, those are the ones that are highly educated. Because going to college and getting a piece of paper is easy. Anybody can do that and get a title. But one of the things is I find, and I did that petition. I did a petition to do away with prisons, replace it with long-term residential treatment facilities. And some people said, is that just for substances? And I said, no. Long-term residential treatment facilities for anger management, long-term residential treatment facilities for addictions, long-term residential treatment facilities for mental illnesses, all these things, to me, it doesn't mean they're going in for 2 years or 4 years. It means that as long as they have to be in, they're getting treated, which as in the penal system, these people that are overseeing, a lot of them are they've gotten their positions not because they've had the education, but because they know somebody or they're related to somebody. I noticed there's a lot of people in the prisons who are with the same last name. A lot of them are people who are connected in some way or another. And actually, I just found out through my own research that there's people in the prison that are working in the prisons that are actually family members of victims of offenses. And I'm saying, how do they get past that? Don't they do these searches? But these things here, when you were talking about the jobs for felons, if we had replaced prisons with long-term residential treatment facilities, have a transitional period from prison to the transitional facility to the community, and have people like yourself with these programs, jobs for felons, having occupational therapists, having substance abuse counselors, and family reunification, all of these things in the process from prison to transitional to the community. And this is what they don't do. They don't do it.
Well,
and
here, here's
education,
what you...
Education comes from experience. I can say at least 70%, I'm sure, of the world's of the country's population are people that have gone through some sort of trials and tribulations, some sort of persecution, where they have been through it, they've had losses, they've had jobs taken from them, they've had the racism, they've had the hatred, the vengeance, the retaliation. These people are the ones who, anyone that overcomes, to me, is the educated one. They're the ones that should have titles.
Well,
a lot of these wealthy people with titles have never been there.
That's true, but you might be shocked to realize that I'm not an advocate for, and I appreciate that you would say that, but that's missing the point. The entire point is there should be no need for jobs for felons. The reason why we exist is because of the discrimination. The goal is for people to get woke up to know that you have the power to eliminate and not accept this. See, once it's time served, back in the day, these things only, it's like this, we can put this into another topic discussion another time, but it's an evolving process. See, these things have only recently come about. That's why you have no experts in these fields, because this is a newly developed problem by our political Ponzi scammers. They created these suffocation laws. Felons, when you got out of prison before, I meet people all the time. I got a felony, but you have what I call an old felony, meaning you were pre-9/11. This is all a new age that people, one, they're too busy in books trying to act like they're smart, but they're not. They don't have the street university. They don't have that. They don't have that knowledge of understanding the transformation that has taken place, because it's only after 9/11 that this form of discrimination was created. Taxpayers who have felony convictions cannot work for the city, state, county, federal government. Why the hell not? We are the government. Who told these damn employees to take away our jobs? Not me, not you. So people have not identified that, because it was such a subtle change, and they're so used to accepting things that they don't understand. That's why we have that. There should be no need for jobs for felons, because, first of all, criminals ain't looking for work. Anybody that's looking for a job obviously want to work. If you're going to be a criminal and a crook, you out there committing crimes. You're not filling out job applications. But the bottom line is, why the hell did we allow an employee to take away our rights or our jobs? They've got to go. See, now I'm going to step up into my Jesse and my Al Sharpton shoes and my advocacy shoes to get on the mic loud and proud. Taxpayers, wake up. Stop complaining. Start changing. You're the boss. And when you talk to the police, let them know that. You work for me. law officer, you were hired to serve and protect, not destroy and kill at will. And we need to not say that. We got to have oversight committees with all levels because we're their bosses. So we have to supervise them, and we're not doing that. And by the way, when election day is over with, your job has just begun. Stop going home. That's why these fools sit up here doing whatever they want to do. And when we discover it, they better hurry up and quickly change it and reform it because that's their job, not to sit there, debate, and litigate with us and talk about what they think and what they want. Now, is that clear enough, ma'am?
I guess.
See, I can talk to people like the infant minds that y'all have. See, because y'all are the educated, wise ones. But out of mouth of babes, y'all got a whole heap more learning to do. Get busy. Y'all got more degrees than anything. But who's wise enough to realize who the boss is and why you haven't accomplished what everybody keep claiming they want? I'm waiting for some smart people to step up. Where the intelligent people at? So now that you know better, do better. Everybody's already there at the table, but they're leaving rejected. People say we got to organize. The millions of people just came out in the street. How, where did they come from? Where did all that organization come from? Run it back. If they knew better then, they wouldn't be leaving mad and angry. That's what people are doing. We showing up mad and angry and going home mad and angrier. And with more problems. Police shooting us, tasing us, gassing us. We didn't tell them to show up, and they sure as hell didn't do that to them fools in the D.C. So what the hell really going on? Let's not ask any more questions. Every one of these fools should be fired right now, be replaced. See? That's when a company discovers a problem, the government is the company, and we are the CEOs, and we see what the hell is wrong with those we have hired and elected. So why are we sitting here and still complaining and whining and waiting for them to get their selves right? They will never do it. They are political Ponzi scammers, and they are nobody. Their title means nothing. They are not the king or queen. Therefore, we don't give a damn. They got to go. And when taxpayers really get woke up to realize that, I hope and pray that they are calm, cool, and collected. Because somebody going to be really mad and say, what? Man, I allowed these fools to take away my job. Oh, I'm sitting up here broken, poor, and wanting, and they going home cooling the fan every night, driving their Tesla, their Prius, living high off of us with benefits and dental plans and everything. Oh, yeah, taxpayers is going to be livid.
You know, I was watching earlier today where Bezos, I guess is the founder of Amazon, they went up to space, and when they talked about somebody put in $12 billion just to take the trip, 11-minute trip, and I'm thinking that's the kind of money that's controlling everything. I mean, it's one person putting in $1 billion, or I don't know how they can have so much money.
We gonna stop that. We gonna stop that. You best believe it. It's about our money. Look, that's why I'm telling you, our land has been taken or hijacked from us. This is the people's land. See, the word government is being misconstrued and misrepresented and misunderstood. We're the government. We the people. See, and the hired elected officials to manage the government. See, people have gotten, they've invented this hierarchy, this superiority with these fools. But your girl ain't for that. I'm too wise for that. And that's what makes me an elite over these who have these so-called degrees. How you going to sit here and try to teach something to somebody you misrepresented? You are misinforming. Oh, my. Show me a class where somebody teaching you that you're the boss and who is the employee and who's underfoot. Everyone's teaching this. They're recycling the information that's perpetuating the insanity. People thinking George Washington is the boss because they used to see him on the bill. But that's okay. To know better is to do better. The homos used to do it too, homosexuals. They got out of the maze of political Ponzi scam dysfunction and discrimination because they woke up, and I wish I could meet the person who had the sense to realize it, because it had to have been a light bulb just like it was with me. Oh, my goodness. We are the boss.
You know the problem I find with this country is, and what you're talking about, it makes sense. But the problem is, if we're going through a pandemic, this coronavirus started around March of 2020. Unfortunately, it's coming back stronger than ever because people could not stay in, like the doctors had mentioned, for one. They said, I think it was 100 days, but people were so quick to want to get out. They wanted to get away from their kids, and they say the kids needed to go back to school. It wasn't about the kids. It was about them. But the problem we have in this country is that the adults act like children. If they had stuck to that 100 days, and those here they are vaccinating some that are willing and others that are not willing. They're putting children in school, some vaccinated, some not vaccinated. All of these things because they're getting pressured by members of society to let them get back to normal. All these businesses, they're so worried about their money, they want it to open. So they all opened early. We have people, especially in right now in Massachusetts, they ended up opening everything up, but it's not only Massachusetts, it's others, opening everything up prematurely. Now we're hearing that the problem is increasing so rapidly that they're talking about third vaccines, they're talking about stronger vaccines, they're talking about not knowing what to do. Everything is so chaotic and so confusing because people could not take the time to all work together, to come together to try to conquer this problem. How do we expect them to, what you're talking about right now, Flavor, what you're talking about right now is going to be, it is going to be difficult because we have people in this country that don't have enough sense to see what the problems are, that don't have enough sense to try to follow the instructions they're getting, whether it be from you, the doctors, or whoever, to try to make changes, positive changes. That's our problem. That's our problem. In this country, people talk, but they don't act. People want to see something resolved, but they don't want to be a part of the resolution. And it's sad that we have people all around us from all different cultures, races, atmospheres, poor and rich and middle class. They can't come together long enough. And that's where we have a problem. If there was a war right now and this country was attacked, I guarantee everybody would try to come together. Because it would mean their lives, their children's lives, everybody around them, they would come together if we were attacked. But
I don't
as long
think so.
As everything is
true. Everybody doesn't sign up for the war to win the war. And we're not going to get rid of all these problems in our lifetime. Bottom line is this. One thing everyone has, and they don't realize they're the boss. See, I'm not talking Flavor talk. This is across the board, as you mentioned. So that's the beautiful part. It's not about justice and reform and all bees and trees. It's about every single thing. And that's
exactly.
The beautiful part, that everybody is listening and contemplating because it's not excluding them or making them to care about something or someone else other than themselves. That's the beautiful part, that this does affect everyone because they're fighting. You are fighting. I don't speak to people who aren't fighting. You want this. You want that. You want this. You want that. See, once. I don't know those, if they're verb or adjective or whatever. You guys know that. But that's what they want. They want. If you're wanting, if you're fighting, if you're pleading, if you're petitioning, if you're being denied, This is the end of no. It is so awesome to have this blessing from God because it is real. This isn't like being in the, look at the course of history where people have been in the worst conundrums. That's when they revolt. And we have, and our country is revolting because they're suffering from post-traumatic political, police, and prison stress disorder. There, your whole entire lives are being affected, whether directly or indirectly. It is suffocating our society. It is a political pandemic. So regardless of the issue, however slight, however great, however severe, it needs to be absorbed and utilized, because all I see is a bunch of homos walking around with all the rights in the world. And what the hell does that mean? Why are we sitting up here wanting for any good thing? That's insanity. They are begging for $15 an hour now in Florida and across the country. Who are you begging? Wait till they get empowered. That's how I know they don't know, because they're still asking. The people have spoken. The taxpayer citizen boss have spoken. And the elected official, they're sitting up there, oh, as long as I'm in charge of what? You ain't running nothing but your mouth. And that's what the new day is going to bring. 21st century civil rights movement. It's a wrap. Taxpayers for change. All rights. All everything. 100. Zero for them. 100 for us. And that's what people are going to endorse, because it affects and benefits you. Not you. Not me. Them. The individual. And we don't need everybody to participate, because everyone doesn't fight the war for the war to be won. So therefore, we don't need everybody, but everybody will benefit. This is something that is bigger than us. It's the truth. We're sitting on the truth. Imagine that.
The reason I say don't say that is because that's exactly what people do today. They think everybody else is doing it, so why should they? And unfortunately, that's not the case, because if everybody thinks the same way they think, nothing's getting done.
Well, everyone has fought thus far. So this isn't about me or you or us trying to wake people up. This is about giving them, it's like we're the interpreter for the owner's manual that came in a foreign language that you can't understand. You want to put this together. You have all the pieces, but you can't figure it out because you need someone to interpret for you. That's what this is, helping everyone to understand what they've already had but did not know what to do with or how to fix it or put it together. Does that sound like a good enough analogy or explanation?
It does. It does. Now, do you have a website or a way that people can contact you if they want to do something or want to talk to you about it or go,
oh, yes.
You know?
We got a toll. Oh, thank you. We got a toll-free number, 1-866-909-2929. Again, that is 866-909-2929. And for people who want to get there, we encourage inmates to write us. I haven't said anything about inmates, but that is, unfortunately, it becomes like ocean waves over your head in a storm when you're trying to do it all by yourself. And I don't want anyone to feel slighted, because the best way I can help everyone is to empower everyone, because individually I can't help you. All I can do is tell you, and I'm going to leave the P.O. box number for family members who might want to have their inmates, for their loved ones to write me or so forth. It's P.O. Box 172-102, Tampa, Florida, 33672, and they can address it to Joanna or Jobs, the number 4, Felons, or Jobs for USA. Bottom line, again, P.O. Box 172-102, Tampa, Florida, 33672. This is, if I died today or tomorrow, you guys are going to be still fighting for injustice or for justice. So this, the legacy, the master information, the master class I want to leave is for how black people or all taxpayers can continue to achieve and accomplish what they determine is necessary. There is no debate. There is no trying to figure it out. That's what the biggest Ponzi scam is, to allow us to continue with that on that same, that's derailed. That's not even on track. On track is demanding and holding accountable and following through. We don't have to threaten anyone. Remember, as the boss, the employer, we just have to give the instructions, orders, or the requests, and if they're not done by the employee politician, therefore, yes, we do have these policies in place. That's why we don't leave it up to them. They are only legislators on our behalf. So the laws that they come up with, if we determine, the boss, the taxpayer, determines it's not beneficial to us, nor is it good, then it is for them to quickly to remove, repeal, abolish, or eliminate, not to debate the legitimacy or the necessity of it, because as a intelligent society and human beings in the 21st century, we're not stupid. We're not saying eliminate laws that put people in jail for rape and robbery and all of these things. We're saying to eliminate things that are allowing law enforcement, so-called peace officers, to stop us with the probable cause that causes us to become deceased. Now, we don't have to keep debating these things. Every time you see my level of voice is going up, because my own common sense mind and knowing that this is so stupid. I'm not mad at these fools. I'm mad at us who are the real foolish ones, because an employee has to do their job, and when they don't and when they won't, they gotta go. And that's all the simplification listeners and taxpayers need to understand. This ain't complicated, people. You ain't got to go to college and get a degree or go to university and get a degree with this. This is not rocket science, and people are intelligent. It's not to act out. It's to act in accordance and to benefit. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I have to disagree with one thing when it comes to the training that they talk about all the time in this country when things happen, like the George Floyd. I have to disagree when people talk about police training, because they need the training, yes. They've had the training, but it also is by the heart, because there's a lot of police officers that would never do what some of these police officers have done in stopping and shooting in prisoners, people in the back of the head because of their races or their genders or whatever it might be. It doesn't take training for somebody to know the difference between humanity and inhumanity. And what happens in a lot of these cases with these police officers or these correctional officers or these prison officials, when it comes to something like that, the hatred that they have for another human being, when it comes to something like that, to me, it's not about...
It's not only no oversight, no training.
When they talk about training, it really infuriates me, because it's like they're taking them off the hook. They're giving them a go ahead when they say they need training, because they know they've already trained them.
They're not going to go against themselves. They're going to have to try to sugarcoat it and cover it up.
When they had the trial for George Floyd's murderer, Chauvin, some of his own came on that stand, and they testified against him. They said that that was not the training. That was not the train. That what he did was not what they were trained to do. He went overboard. He went out of his way to do something that he shouldn't have been doing. those police officers did, but there were some that didn't want to testify against him. And that's the same with everything else. They should, our political leaders, our lawmakers should be able to see the difference between people like that that know that they're doing something illegal and people that will not speak against them. Those are the
they're
ones
cowards.
That
so we're supposed to know the difference. We're the oversight of the politicians. So this is what you just said. The politicians should know. No, we, the millions of taxpayers that have stepped up, that's what I'm telling you. They're not wise to know. They don't get it. What? Because they're still expecting the employee to do the right thing or the conscious thing or the justice thing. That the justice comes from us demanding and ensuring that that takes place. Because you see what has happened. The only reason why that man was convicted was because, thank goodness, of modern-day technology. But still, that does not guarantee a conviction. We're still sitting here holding our breath, waiting for them to do something, them to step up, them to change, when we're not changing them. That's the wolf is always, they're wolf in sheep's clothing. They're never going to take off that damn fluffy, puffy, of wool. They're going to keep on perpetrating the fraud. The snake is not coming out the hen house. We have to send it. We got to send in the boll weevil. We must chop their heads off. And the best part is we can. That we don't. Listen, in this country, check this out. Who do you know? Most people don't get this. Right where I'm at in Tampa, Florida, fast fact, the show Cops first episode was filmed in Tampa, Florida. The show cop. Now, watch where I'm going with this. Who authorized, who, what political, what police authorized cameras rolling to allow taxpayers who are being arrested, not convicted yet, to be filmed and their faces to be put on TV? Nobody has ever got on that. Who authorized this? What employees? That's like you the doorman at a hotel and you letting people just come in and go up to the pool and use the pool whenever they want to have pool parties. So there is so much to be dissected and eliminated in this country. But to stay on point, the political pardon. Because while your loved one is languishing, they're out here doing whatever they want and then deciding who's going to go down and who's not. No one person, not no one employee should have that power. Why? Because they are an elected, hired employee. They're not the king or queen. They're not a judge. They're not equal with a judge. They're just a manager. Why are we giving them a total power to exonerate themselves or others? When people, I wish some of them are dying off. Some of our black leaders, some of our educators, and they died not knowing that black people are truly free.
And then we have the black leaders that forget or they go the other direction until there's media, there's a spotlight on them. What are your thoughts about the media and their reporting?
Well, I think that the power of the media only as best as someone's mind, the power of their own mind. You know, like they say, you are you an idiot? Can someone fool you that quickly? Well, we do tend to believe what we hear. That's just how we're taught. When we know better, when we discover contrary to what someone told us. So I believe that utilizing the media is great because I know that the powers that be, I'm not an idiot, but for the most part, they're going to report what is sensationalized, and what will be more sensationalized than millions of black folks around the country dancing the jig in the street, because damn that reparations check, we gonna get a compensation check. All the people been wrongfully terminated, been denied employment, but you didn't pay taxes. But your taxes have been frivolously spent for things that's not benefiting you. See, the money matters. So we definitely need to utilize the media to take the sensationalism to get the attention that it's going to need. Also, I think that officers who are doing a great job, that they need to be commended, but I want people to realize a couple of things, that this country demanded that during the crack era, this country demanded an escalation in police presence and police accountability, and that turned, it's not an excuse, but we must de-escalate our own law enforcement. Screen these people who we're allowing to have guns, bullies with badges. We can't weed and see them all out. But if we have the correct systems in place, which now we have and can determine because of the, we shouldn't have had to wait for the Floyd case to be an incident. But obviously, this officer, there was a report on him previously. So therefore, he should never have been allowed to work around the public again. There's no shortage of military or police out here that it would be deemed necessary to keep this idiot, this aggressor, this abuse of power and authority. You know, the one thing is for certain and two for sure. Nobody never made an excuse for me. They ain't make an excuse for your loved one, and they're not going to make an excuse for you. And when we start allowing that, it's people can do it. We can't stop you from trying it. But when we allow it to go down as if that's an excuse, that's what gives me, the angry activist, all the fuel and the power in the world to keep me hyped up to help people to get woke up. You going to let this SHIT go down, but you going to sit here and allow yourself to be taken advantage of? So people, they, when it comes to them and people taking advantage of them and their money, that seems to be a motivator for getting their minds right. The fact that something is bad happening doesn't seem to be good enough. But dealing with your money, that's what seemed to get people mad enough to want to try something. So I'm testing my theories out, because I can come to you with politics all day and you don't want to hear it, or you're going to forget about it. But if I come to you with something that's going to show you how to get more money or reveal to you, and this stimulus check, what proved it? So we need to go from conversation to integration, to manifestation, which is, what are the steps to doing that? And we've already done the steps. So people need to stop overcomplicating things, acting like, well, what do we do? Oh, how do we do it? The same damn way you've been doing it, except for now you're going to get what you've been trying to get. How about that?
Flavor, we have 1 minute left, so I want to say one thing. You mentioned something about there's no shortage of military. There's no shortage. And, you know, I'd like to have you come back and talk about that sometime, because that's, they need to screen out these people that are being, these people in uniform that are being abusive to others, instead of just doing their job and overseeing and making sure everything is normal as can be.
Lie detector tests. Read and see them out.
I'd like to have you come back and talk about some of those issues, because those things are really important. If they can use lie detector tests in certain areas, they should be able to use them in court. Also, again, they need to screen out these bad cops and COs and officials, and they need to bring in some decent ones. And this is something that I'd like to have you come back and talk about, which you can talk
this
to me.
I appreciate being on with you guys and helping to empower you. To God be the glory.
Thank you so much, Flavor. And, like I say, let me know when a good time is for you to come back on, and we can talk about some of these other issues, because – these are very important issues that need to be addressed, too.
I thought we were going to be on every day at 12. Well, if not, we're going to make it a few times a week. How about that? Remember, where you're the lunch never tastes so good, and where you're the host.
We'll talk about that. Once a week is a little bit too much for me right now with all these other things, but we can talk about that maybe every other week or something. But, again, we'll talk about that at another time. And we're closing right now. I want the audience to know Flavor, again, the angry activist who tells it like it is. And I hope next time she comes on, that we will have people calling.
I need money right now at Rights Restoration Radio.
And it's nice listening to you, Flavor, and everybody. I hope you will listen in the next time, and hopefully it'll be within the next couple of weeks for sure. Well, thank you very much
thank
for coming
remember,
on.
Thank you. Remember, taxpayers, you are the boss.
Very good. Amen to that.